there's a subject you've talked about so many, many times, but it keeps coming back and back in people's questions and preoccupations, and that is the subject of fear. Do you want to talk about that?
It's rather a complicated subject. It really requires a great deal of inquiry because it is so subtle, so varied, so abstract, and also it is actual too, though we make it into an abstraction. The actuality of fear and the idea of fear, which is the abstraction of fear into an idea. So we must be very clear what we are talking about. The abstraction as an idea of fear, or the actuality of fear. You and I sitting, or all of us sitting here, at this present moment, we're not afraid. There's no sense of apprehension or danger. At this instant, there is no fear. So fear is both an abstraction as an idea, as a world, and also the fact. First of all, let's deal with these two. Why do we generally make an abstraction of things? Why do we see something actual and then turn it into an idea? Is it because the idea is easier to pursue, or is the ideal is our conditioning, or we are educated to ideas or in ideas? Not educated to deal with facts. Why is this? Why is it that human beings throughout the world deal with abstractions? What should be, what must be, what will happen, and so on. The whole world of ideation and the ideologies, whether it be the communist ideology based on Marx and Lenin, or the capitalist ideas of so-called free enterprise and so on, or the whole world of religious concepts, beliefs, ideas, and the theologians working these ideas out. Why is it that ideas have become so extraordinarily important? From the ancient Greeks, even before Greeks and so on, ideas prevailed. And now, even now, ideas, ideals separate man, and they bring wars, all kinds of... Why do human beings, or why do the brain of human beings operate this way? Is it because they cannot deal with facts directly, and so escape subtly into ideations? If one sees ideas, the ideas are really very divisive facts.